So before we go weiter, just one ha'ara. Chacham shemeis ha'koil kroivov. The Klei Yakar, in his classic work, Oilulus Ephraim, and this is in Chelik Revi, it's Maimer Tov Kuf Mem Aleph. He says that there's a makar in the Torah to this halacha. So we know that a person has to mourn his seven kroivim. Who are the seven kroivim? We've discussed this already. It's the seven kroivim that a kohen is allowed to be metamet to. A kohen ordinarily is not allowed to be metamet to a meis. However, there are seven kroivim that the kohen is allowed to be metamet to. Those seven kroivim are the seven kroivim that one has an obligation to mourn. And we said it's not just a gzeirah shava, it's not just a tushtel. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah says that the reason a kohen is obligated to be metamet to his seven kroivim is because being metamet to a kariv is a prat in Hilchas Avelus, and this is the Rambam Lushitasa who holds Avelus as Dairaisa, and it's Mitzad Chiyuvei Avelus that the Kohen has an obligation to be Metamet to these seven Krovim. So you see that the Ikrit in Avelus was said regarding these seven Krovim. Either way, what are the seven Krovim? So it's a pasuk in the Torah, it's right in the beginning of Parsha Zema. V'yemir Hashem al Moshe, Emer alaka Yana b'nei Yaharin, v'amarta aleim, l'nefesh lo yitame ba'amav, ki'im, l'sheira yakor Avelov. Number one, l'sheira, that's his wife. L'imo l'aviv, his parents. L'vnoi, ulabitai, ula achiv, vilachoise apsula hakroiva elof. Either way, these are the seven kroivim. It's his wife, it's his parents, it's son, daughter, brother, and sister. Says the Klei Yakar that in this pasuk there's a remez also to the idea that a person has an obligation to mourn and meis. Because the Torah says, ki im l'she'eroi. She'eroi means ishtoi. But really, she'er, you find in the Torah, means something else as well. A man has an obligation when he gets married. In addition to his ksuba, he has to provide three things to his wife. He has to provide she'er, he has to provide ksus, and he has to provide oino. What's she'er? She'er is mezoinus. One of the featured topics of Masechtas Ksubas is the chiyuv mezoinus that every single husband has to his wife. So said the Oilulus Ephraim, a dover nifla. The Gemara says in Masechtas Tainus Tavchav Dalad Amad Beis. One of the most famous Gemaras in Shas. Om Rav Yehuda Amar Rab, b'chol yoyim v'yoyim. Every single day, baskel yoytzes v'yimeres. There's a baskel that emerges from heaven and says, kol ha'olam kuloy nizen b'shvil chanina b'ni. The entire world is being sustained because of my son Chanina. V'chanina b'ni dayoy b'kav churuvim me'erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos. Yet, chanina b'ni is such a mistapik b'mu'ud that all he eats is a kav, which is a small amount, churuvim, which is a biligam meichel, me'erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos, that literally takes him through the entire week. But we see there's a baskel that came out that said, kol ha'olam nizin b'shvil chanina b'ni. The truth is, the Gemara says, b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, baskel yoytzes v'ymeres, and the Marsha and the Achroinim, they all struggle a little bit. What do you mean? Every single day. It means today there's a paschal that says, Kol ha'olam kuloy nizam mishvil chanina b'ni. Chanina b'ni was Reb Chanina ben Doisa. Reb Chanina ben Doisa was one of the Tanam that lived after the Churban. Reb Chanina ben Doisa's neshama left this world, Kasefer Torah and Nisraf, close to 2,000 years ago. So what does it mean? Kol ha'olam nizam mishvil chanina b'ni. So the Achroinim say that just like Reb Chanina ben Doiroi was the one that Kol ha'olam was nizam b'shviloi, so too in every single dar there is a tzaddik or tzaddikim that Kol ha'olam is nizam b'shvilam, and all the shefa that comes onto this world comes in the schus of a tzaddik. So comes out the chacham, the tzaddik, is someone that in addition to all the contributions that he makes, he's providing mezoinus, he's providing shefa, he's providing parnasa onto the world. Says the Oilulus Ephraim, the v'amarta aleim, you should tell the kohen l'nefesh lo yitame ba'amov. Ki'im l'she'eroi akarav elov. She'eroi means ishtoi. But she'eroi is also miloshin she'er. She'er ksos va'ino. The one that's providing she'er to the world. That's the chacham. He too, there's a chiyuv to be metamo. Says the Oilulus Ephraim, this is a remez to the idea that chacham she'meis hakol kroivim, that there's a chiyuv for a person to mourn. There's a chiyuv for a person to rise kriya, chalitza, sudas havra, when it comes to a chacham. Aye, the Mishnah says only kroivim? And a chanami, it means as opposed to the chacham. And the truth is, the Chacham is really, although not literally a Karev, but he's included in Kiyim, L'Sha'era Yakarev.